It was a good performance as well, and we managed to get some young boys playing, and they done great as well. So all in all, a good night.
And quite difficult, I guess, in the first half because it was goalless. And what did the boss say at half time?
Just to keep doing what we were doing. I think we played well first half, obviously without getting a goal and maybe that bit of quality in the final third. So just keep working at it and get there, and we eventually did.
And eventually, once the goal came, the floodgates opened.
Yeah, I think, obviously, it dampened their spirits a little bit when we went 1-0 up. But, you know, it's a home game. We want to win every home game we can, so it was good to get the goals.
And you got two of those goals. Tell us about the goals.
Nothing, the first one was a great pass. It's hard that he missed, to be fair, so it was a great ball by Kazenga. Second one was just keep running. One of the things is you think you can keep going and manage to hit it well at the end.
And actually, particularly that first goal, because you had to be pretty quick to get in front of the keeper as well, Jamie.
Yeah, I'd like to think I'm pretty quick and can run, so it's all about getting in the box.
And what's that like playing, obviously there's you and Kazenga playing tonight, two wide men. Do you like playing in the same side as Kazenga?
Yeah, obviously, he's a good player. You can see that. I think you can see most of the wingers here are, well, not most of them, all of the wingers here are very good players, so we're competing for places every day, and all you can do is do well when you're on the park.
Let's just wind the clock back, because I know during the summer you had to have an operation. Just tell us a little bit about that and the rehab you've gone through, Jamie.
Just a little hernia operation, obviously clearing a little thing up and getting rid of a little bit of pain, but pre-season's been great. I went right back into it and yeah, feeling good.
And was that something that sort of troubled you towards the end of last season?
Maybe not troubled, I obviously felt it last few months and things, but for the most part I was alright. It's just if it kept going it would have been a problem, I think.
Yeah, and is it the sort of injury that when you're playing with it, it's at the back of your mind?
Yeah, well, you can feel it, but it's, thankfully it's away now, and touch wood, hopefully it stays away.
And what did that involve in terms of rehab and time during the summer? Was it time away from football, or...?
Yeah, a lot of resting, first couple of weeks, and then it worked out well with the timing, coming back into pre-season training and getting back into things, so it wasn't too bad.
And when you're getting back to training and running, are you sort of conscious, are you wary initially about making sure the injury's fully cleared up?
Yeah, I think it takes a week or two to get over that kind of thing when you start back running, so thankfully it's over now and back to full fitness.
And when you talk about full fitness and match fitness, was that important to get 90 minutes tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a big plus out of tonight. I think you've seen the manager never made any subs, so it was good for all the boys to get a full game.
And, you know, look, the game's coming thick and fast now. I guess when you get a chance to get into the first team, all you can do is to try and press home that opportunity, looking ahead to Friday and beyond.
Yeah, you want to do well every time you're on the pitch. It doesn't matter who it's against or what competition it's in. So I'm glad for the rest of the boys in that tonight, and thankfully we got the win.
And final question, you know, three young players in this line. That says much about the Albion, doesn't it? You bring young players into a game like this and convincingly won.
Yeah, I think you can see the training ground and the academy are working its way into the first team. I think the three boys that played tonight done great, and I'm sure there'll be a few more by the end of the season.
Does it say something about the system as well? The system they're playing at the academy is something they bring through to the first team and feel comfortable in that?
Yeah, there's great coaches at the academy. Great facilities, great coaches mean they're going to produce hopefully great players. So I think you've seen the three of them tonight, and I'm sure there'll be more.